Communicate was good, man. You know, it's been pretty much leading up to it. You know, just made sure I worked hard and just stayed in shape and came out and had a good time. You know, I was able to interact with a lot of different guys and just be able to see, you know, just everyone who was around and get used to being in line.
How they plan to use you? Do you have any sense yet of how similar it will be to what you were doing in Florida? I mean, some of the same schemes.
I mean, in meetings every day, you know, just being able to sit around and talk to guys like Tahir and, you know, Paul who just came in and guys who played that, you know, inside position or, you know, other guys, even Antoine or you know, Steve or, you know, Brandon Chubb, you know, guys like that, guys who have been there, you know, who play in this defense, it's very similar. And just picking up the scheme with Coach Sheridan and being able to talk to him and looking at different things that we do defensively, it's very similar. But, you know, it's the NFL. There's a lot more nuances. There's a lot more things that you have to cover than you have to cover in college football. So, but it's very interesting. I'm having a great time learning it and being in meetings with my teammates.
Because it's so similar, how do you think that will help speed your transition to
You know, I think it'll help out a lot. You know, coming in is just – the biggest thing is just the terminology, man. You got to be able to really go out there and express what we want to get done, and you have to be able to communicate with your teammates. You know, you have to make sure that what you do and say is in line with what they do and say. You know, you have to make sure everybody's on the same page. It's, as a defense, we're all playing the same defense. We can't, you know, we can't be stopped.
Quinn said Wednesday night at that event that 5 or 6 weeks before the draft – they had focused that you were going to be their guy if you were on the board. Did you know that or get that sense of what the level of interest in the Detroit Lions had in you?
Honestly, going into the draft, I didn't anticipate, you know, any team picking me up, really. You know, I was going in and just really open-minded to how everything would play out and pan out. And, you know, being able to have this opportunity and where they took me at in the draft was, you know, extremely special. So I'm extremely grateful for them.
Picking up the scheme will really pick up at that point when you get on the field with the veterans and kind of light some live fire.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the OTAs to come up, man. I mean, it's going to help me as a rookie come in and just be able to get comfortable with what the speed of the game is like, what the intensity of the game is like, and what, you know, how we operate here as a team. You know, you can only do so much in rookie minicamp. But, you know, when you get out there with the older guys and the vets who have been here for a while and know exactly how things go and how this whole operation goes down, you know, you got to either, you know, come in and hit the ground running and catch up or you get left behind.
So, sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
How beneficial has it been having T's here? You guys are basically learning from the same playbook to the new one.
I mean, it's been awesome. You know, me and him are close teammates in Florida. We're still close teammates here. You know, nothing changes with that. It's almost a peace of mind to know that somebody you've been with for the past couple of years is here with you doing the same thing. You know, it makes things a lot easier.
In addition to the, you know, the physical part of playing middle linebacker, how much of it is personality and leadership in that? And it's a really important position defensively, historically. How important is that to exert some personality?
I think it's huge. You know, you hear everybody say that position is like the quarterback of the defense, you know, and to be able to play that position, you have to make sure that you're on top of your game in every phase of the game, whether that be in the meeting rooms, whether that be with recovery, whether that be with in the weight room or maybe how you wake up in the morning and put your pants on. You know, they say everybody puts their pants on the same way. You know, I might be a little biased that I put my pants on a little different than everybody else. I'm not going to tell you how, but, you know. But, nah, I'm just messing with you, man. But it's huge. You got to have a nice – you gotta have good personality. You got to be able to attack that position because you're not just going out there playing for yourself. You're playing for your brothers, and you got to make sure that you can lead them when they get in tough situations.
You got one leg or two leg or what's the
– Yeah.
You are a natural leader, though. How unique is that situation coming in where maybe you can't lead immediately as a rookie?
I mean – to be honest with you, it's not a really tough situation. You know, it's almost similar to – it's not the same, but there's some similarities as walking on campus as a freshman for the first time. You know, you have to come in and you have to earn the respect of the older guys. You're not going to come in and raise your voice and talk to an older guy who's been in the league doing this for 6, 7, 8, 9 years. You know, you're not going to be able to tell them, hey, this is how we're going to do it. This is how things are going to go. You know, you can't do that. You have to go and you have to evaluate constantly. I mean, you know, we're getting evaluated as rookies, but at the same token, I'm doing evaluation too. I'm seeing what guys are doing. I'm seeing how guys work. I'm seeing what makes a guy go. I'm seeing what makes a guy, you know, kind of get upset and shut down a little bit. You know, I'm working every little piece of the game, every little aspect of my mind, you know, to make sure that I know how to address my teammates and how to push them when it's time for me to step up and take that role.
A couple more guys.
How much do you end up doing that in Florida? Is that like a daily thing for you?
A lot. I mean, and you can kind of tell the more time you spend with somebody. I mean, I was there with a lot of guys for 4 years, and with Jalen, I was there with him for 3. So, you know, just being able to be around him every day, seeing what he does and you know, on the field, when we go out and hang out, maybe as a team, you know, as a unit and stuff like that, we're able to see how each other act, you know, how each of us acts in different situations. You can kind of tell, you know, okay, if this guy's having a bad day, I can come up to him and talk to him like this, and maybe this will get him to, you know, click and get him going. So, you know, just it just takes time. It takes time.
How much do you expect to be able to do that as a rookie, you know, to be able to beat up Camille at some point this year to be that guy in defense?
You know, only time will tell, to be honest with you. Only time will tell. You know, I have to make sure that I get everything that's in front of me on my plate. I have to take care of that. And then after that's done, then I'll be able to work on other things and make sure everybody else is on point.
Just one thing, yeah, growing up in the area of the country you did, I don't know, were you ever aware that, like, the Lions played in the black and blue division, and a lot of that name came from middle linebackers like Butkus and so on, who gave that this division its identity? Is that, are you aware of that at all?
To be honest, that's the first time I've ever heard that. And I mean, I like it, you know, and you know, just looking at kind of the history of the NFL and seeing how long the Lions have actually been around and how they, you know, one of the first teams to ever, you know, to start the league, it's something that, you know, I kind of expect, you know. This is where, this is the part of the country where football kind of got started. And, you know, for it to be that tough when you play, and especially in that cold weather, you know, you're not going to come out feeling great every time. So, you know, I'm excited to really be in this division and to play in this city.
All right, guys.